If you will increase your patience quotient, because slow to anger is a very important part of the process of bridling our tongues. And if you'll increase your patience, just 5 more minutes helping your child work out a math problem. Just waiting for your wife to put on her mascara. Just four more minutes. It's all right. She'll be all right. Just patience.
Aloha, and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero. Today, part 2 of a message we began yesterday entitled Arson, Words That Burn. We learned the importance of being quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. Today, Pastor Wayne will tie it all together by showing us our need for patience. It can save us a whole lot of headaches. We're going to pick up the last 2 or 3 minutes of where we left off yesterday to kind of give you a running start. Here is Pastor Wayne with part 2 of the message, Arson, Words That Burn.
But this you know, let each be, what was the first one again? Quick to hear. Not just look at with glazed eyes, but listen and use aizuchi. Remember that word? Everybody nod like this. Yeah, that's aizuchi. Yes, some of you are like, no, aizuchi. So be quick to hear. The second is when you're quick to hear, then right on the heels of that, the second is be slow to speak. Write that in. Quick to hear, slow to speak. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words could never. But they do. Every single one of us has experienced a sharp word that has wounded us, stolen our confidence, ruined our happiness, darkened our day. At the same time, we've all received words that carried with it a package of joy, so much encouragement and so much healing. But listen carefully, words that contain healing are harder to find, so it takes time to find them. Words that contain healing are harder to find, so it takes longer to search for them. That's why it says be quick to hear, and what was the second one again? Slow to speak, because words that contain healing are harder to find, and you've got to think through them until you find them. That's why the scripture says this. Let's read it together. Proverbs 12, go. There is one who speaks rashly, like the thrusts of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Would you underline that? The tongue of the wise brings healing. There's some who speak like the thrusts of a sword. Often when we're impetuous with our words, it doesn't bring healing. It brings woundedness. In fact, one of the things that non-Christians say about Christians is that we have snap answers, but we don't have profound ones. We have quick answers, but we don't have insightful answers, because we've learned all of these quick answers to give people, but they're not based on anything profound. But there is one who speaks like the thrusts of a sword, but the word or the wise, the heart of the wise, will bring words that bear healing. But words of healing are harder to find, so it takes a longer time to find them. So you have to pause. So be quick to hear. What was the second one? Yeah, slow to speak. I was at a Bible study, a life group the other week, and some people from different churches were there. And so we began sharing, and one of the guys named Steve sitting near me shared, and he was very good. He is a great writer. And so then when he was done, we went to the next one. And the Lord just spoke quietly to my mind, and he said, tell him that's what he's supposed to do. I thought, what? So went on to the next and the next, and came back around. Tell him that's what he's supposed to do. I couldn't figure out what God was saying until the end of the Bible study was done. And I called him over and I said, hey, Steve, you are an excellent writer. The way that you articulated that concept was so clear and persuasive. that I know, and I want to tell you, that God has given you a powerful gift in writing. Write. Write for God. The gift is obvious. But I need to say this to you. When you write, because you're so clear and so articulate, you will persuade people. So, listen carefully. You must hear God well and then write. Because if you write too soon, you could be wrong, but people will believe you because you write so well and you sound so convincing. So make sure you hear the heart of God right and well, and then write, and you will influence many. By this time, he's crying. I went home. Within 2 hours, I get an email from him, and he says, "You don't know how prophetic your words were, because God has been saying this to me, but I have been fighting the call. Now I know. Thank you." And I thought, wow, just a word could change and transform some person's future. But words like that of healing don't come quickly. You don't find them quickly. They take longer. And that's why the Bible says, if we're going to be a people whose religion is beneficial, we must be people who are quick to... What was the first one again? I forgot. My dementia's kicking in again. The first one was be quick to... Here, that's it. And slow to speak. Because words of healing aren't easy to find. Let's read what it says here. Go. "Even a fool, when he keeps silent, is considered wise. When he closes his lips, he's considered prudent." Even a fool, it says, when he keeps silent, can be misconstrued as wise. Here's my paraphrase. It's better to just be thought of as a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. Slow to speak. So this you know, my beloved brethren, but let each be... What was that first one again? Quick to hear, slow to speak, and the third is slow to... anger. Write that in. Three steps to helping us bridle our tongue. Quick to hear. So the first step in bridling our tongue has nothing to do with our tongue. It has everything to do with cultivating our ears. Slow to speak, because words of healing are harder to find and it takes time to find them, but it's worth it. And the third is slow to anger. Why? Because the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Not in a million years. Anything that's fueled by anger will not be used by God. Even though it gets something done, God will not use it. He will not touch it because it's not going to accomplish God's purposes. Anger might get... It might... get somebody's attention, but it will never get him to be a friend. Not in a million years. It might make someone pay attention, but it won't make them become a friend. Anger. Anger might get you to get your way, but anger will never get his way. Not in a million years. Anger might postpone a problem, but it will never rectify it. You say, but Wayne, why does God let me get painted into corners so I get mad? Like my wife, she paints me in a corner, I get mad. Why does God allow that? Well, there's a certain reason why God challenges us with such struggles, and it's for this. Let's read this next scripture, James 1, verse 3 and 4. Go. "The testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." God is saying your faith will be put under a test because that's the only classroom that builds something called endurance. But if you fry your jets, or if you blow a cork every time something doesn't go your way and you blow up with anger, You will never develop endurance or perseverance. And guess what a basic ingredient is to a long marriage? Perseverance and endurance. Guess what it is to staying on the job? Endurance. Guess what it is to staying friendly with people? Endurance. Perseverance. Staying under the good favor and graces of your boss? Endurance. Perseverance. Staying faithful in church or your devotion to Christ? Endurance. Perseverance. If you don't build that, you'll bail out on everything. And the Bible says, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, that you might be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. So there's going to be times that God's going to test your faith and mine. Mother Teresa said it this way. I love some of her quotes. And she said, God will never entrust anything to you that you cannot handle. And then with a little sparkle in her eye, she continued and said, I just wish God wouldn't trust me so much sometimes. But it builds endurance, a quality that every single one of us are going to need that can be applied to a manifold amount of activities and commitments in our lives. Endurance. So what do you need for that? Patience. That's why he says, be quick to hear, slow to, and slow to. For the anger of man will never achieve the righteousness of God. Let's read what James, or rather Proverbs, talks about it in terms of the word patience. That's what he says, slow to anger. Let's read it. Go. It is better to be patient than powerful. It is better to have self-control than to conquer a city. Would you circle the word patient? It's better to be patient than powerful. Slow to anger, for the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Now, what is he saying? He's saying anything that fuels you to give you energy to accomplish something because you're angry, that kind of motivation will never be used by God. It will not achieve what you or God wants to achieve. Never in a million years. You got to get a different fuel because God won't use it. That's why the Bible says, abandon a quarrel before it breaks out. Because if you're motivated by anger to get something done, well, I'm going to teach that person. Well, I'm going to turn him in. Or I'm going to complain about it. Anything that's fueled with anger, God says, you're on your own. Because it will never achieve what I... Yeah, but you know how unjust this is. You know how that stupid person did this. He's going to get a lesson. Now, it will not achieve anything that I want to achieve if you're fueling your motivations with the toxic fuel of anger. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. It's like nitric oxide to gasoline that they inject into the gas of these funny cars that makes them go like crazy. But I tell you, that nitric oxide, if used and used and used, it destroys the engine. And anger is like that. Now, I'm going to say something to all of us, but primarily to the men. Are you ready? Here it is. Men, sometimes we are far too passive than we need to be. We don't take the leadership that God says, I will hold you accountable for. Because men are designed to be the head of their homes, and you and I need to take leadership. And our families are so precious, they deserve to be led well. But sometimes we are passive, and then we also throw into this, bundle into this, a laziness, and we just don't really want to move forward that much, so we're just kind of passive. But here's what happens. In order to get ourselves riled up to do something or get something done, often we allow ourselves to get angry, because anger is a fuel, and it gets us off our sofas to do something. And so, for example, you'll be sitting there, hey, kids, do the dishes. And you see the dishes piling up and you're clicking your remote. Do the dishes. I said, do the dishes. That's it. Somebody's got to do the dishes around this house. Here, give me that thing. Get out of here. I'll do the dishes. You don't want to do the dishes? I'll do the dishes. There. See? Wasn't that hard, was it? Get in there. Do the dishes. But what did you just do? You got enough energy to go do the dishes, but it was the energy of the nitric oxide of anger. click, click, click. Honey, take out the rubbish. Click, 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 click. Honey, take out the rubbish. Honey, take out the rubbish. I'm sick and tired of you nagging me. I'll take out the rubbish. You give me that thing. Get out of there. Get out of here. Goosh. There. There, took out the rubbish. Now leave me alone. Well, what happened was you didn't have enough gumption to say, you bet, and patience and endurance to take out the rubbish because you'll be happy to help. We allow anger to build up because that will fuel us enough to get something done around this house. But you see, anything done out of the fuel of anger will never accomplish the purposes of God. You'll get it done. The dishes will get done. Trash will get taken out. But you just destroyed the relationships in your family. The anger of man, not in a million years, will accomplish the purposes of God. What are you doing? I'm vacuuming this stupid floor because my wife, she doesn't want to vacuum. So I vacuum. Look, get out of here. I'll vacuum it here. Honey, I'll do it. No, get out of here. I'll vacuum this thing. Then you sit down. Now. See how nice this house is? Clean. That's how I want it kept. Well, you got it done, but you just destroyed your home. Because the anger of man will not achieve the righteousness of God. Not in a million years. So when you're about to be motivated to do something because of anger, stop. That's why the Bible says abandon the quarrel before it breaks out. Stop. And then get another fuel. Then God can use it to build your family rather than you tearing it down. So that's why we must be Gosh, I forgot it already. What was that first one again? Yeah, quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Let me tell you something about patience. Patience is more than just holding your anger another minute until I blow up. I'm going to blow up anyway. Aren't you going to hang on another minute? No, patience isn't waiting another minute before you blow up. Mm-mm. Did you know that patience is a fruit of the Spirit? It is something that God not has to hold off your anger until it explodes. Patience is something that completely substitutes and replaces anger. It's a fruit of the Spirit. Let's read what it says in Galatians 5 and verse 22. Would you read it with me? Go. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Here it is. Patience. It's a fruit of the Spirit, folks. And if you continue in that list, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, here's the last one, self-control. Did you know that when we're people of self-control and patience, the Holy Spirit is happy? Because it doesn't just hold off anger, it replaces anger. It is a different person that comes out. It's a whole different person. I've traveled all over and I've met with people, and I need to say this about patience. You got to hear this. It'll help you a whole bunch. If you will increase your patience quotient, if you'll increase your patience 20%, it will decrease your enemies by 50%. If you will increase your patience just 20%, you will decrease your enemies in life by 50%. Isn't it true? Think about the enemies that you've had. Why? Because you said something impetuously, or because you wanted to defend yourself, or because you just didn't have the patience. Just say, just chill. It's all right. Yeah, it's all right. No, because slow to anger is a very important part of the process of bridling our tongues. And if you'll increase your patience for just 5 more minutes helping your child work out a math problem, just another 30 seconds letting them explain what went wrong. Instead of jumping to a conclusion, just 20% more patience, saying, let's just wait until that person explains so that we can understand. Just 20% more patience in your life will decrease your enemies by 50%. If you just catch that one thing, it'll be worth so much to you. 20%. Just waiting for your wife to put on her mascara. Just four more minutes. Just four more minutes. Four more minutes. It's all right. It's all right. She'll be all right. You will decrease your enemies by 50%. And that could start in your own household. Just patience. Anna and I were coming down the elevator just yesterday, and this lady comes in, the elevator stops, and she walks in, and she's dressed a little funny, and she's got these big horn-rimmed thick glasses on, and she's got three chili peppers hanging from her glasses. Now, they're porcelain chili peppers, but they're ruby red, and every time she turns, you hear them going, clink, 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 clink. And I looked at my wife, and she looked at me, and I thought, in my mind, you're thinking the same thing as I am, aren't you? We're in the elevator with a kook. She's a kook. Oh, no. And she's just going to clink, 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 clink. You know? I mean, they're long. They're hitting her down here on her chin. And so I kind of chuckled a little bit, and I thought, I'll just ask her. I said, hey, those are pretty nice chili peppers you got. Like I didn't notice, you know? And she looked up at me and had a little sparkle in her eye. And she says, I know it looks really dumb. Forgive me. She said, but I don't see very well anymore. And I put my reading, these are my reading glasses, and I put them down and I can't remember where I put them. And the last two times I found them was when I sat on them and I heard the crunch. So by then it's too late. But for some reason I see red really well. So I put these three chili peppers on. And so when I put them down, I'm looking for my glasses. I can spot them from across the room. I thought. I'm going to put some chili peppers on mine. And you know, I thought later, just 20% more patience. Letting someone explain. Because if we hadn't, and I just kook, kook. You know, I would have, when the elevator stopped, I would have walked out and people are coming on, kook alert, kook alert. Isn't that right? Then you, but 20% more patience. Quick to hear, what was the second one again? Slow to speak and slow to patience, because the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Just 20% more patience will decrease your enemies by 50%. If you catch that one thing, it'll be worth it all. And here's another thing about anger, is that anger feeds on itself. It eats itself, and then it needs more to survive. And then it becomes a monster in itself, and it controls you. In the beginning, you could control it to get people's attention. Remember, you can get somebody's attention, but you won't get their friendship. You might be able to postpone a problem, but you'll never rectify it, because the anger of man will never achieve the righteousness of God, not in a million years. That's why the Bible says, but this you know, my beloved brethren, but let each... What was that again? Be quick. What was the first one? Quick to hear, slow to speak, and for the anger of man does not achieve the... See, I tricked you, but I got you to memorize James 1:19. And if it works, we'll use it. Let's stand together. Lord, help us to be a people who bridle our tongue, people who understand what it means to pause so that we'll be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not achieve ever the righteousness of God. So we will make sure that the fuel of our motivation is God sent and not man or anger driven. Thank you for all that you're doing and you're teaching us. We receive it and we'll put it into application this week. In Jesus' name we pray and we say amen. Would you give the Lord a clap offering? Lord, thank you.
You have just heard the conclusion of a message entitled Arson, Words That Burn by Dr. Wayne Cordero. Thank you for listening to Words of New Hope. Until next time, for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best and aloha.
When was the last time you were truly grateful for something? Not just saying thank you, but really meaning it. Even today, in a world where everything seems to be falling apart, and there's so much uncertainty in the air, there are many things and people to be grateful for. Today, choose to show gratitude. Who knows? Maybe you'll just start a chain reaction that will transform the world around you. And when you do, you'll help others remember that even today, hope is alive.
Discover hope this weekend at New Hope Oahu. For more information, visit enewhope.org.